Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbosei, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. We are on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Gimel, Amud Beis, and we have been discussing Mukta, and specifically whether you're allowed to use a Kli Shemachta Hedra, Kli Shemachta Isser, the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava, in terms of whether you're allowed to use it Litzra Gufo, which means to use it for itself, to use, for example, a hammer to crack open nuts, or the Tzarach Makomo, or if you need the place where it's resting, if you need to, can you move it? So it's a whole discussion we had before, and we're on the coattails of that. We're going to discuss the following. So we're at let's see here, four lines up. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar says like this: Kunin, that's not Kinyan, but Kunin, which is like rods, umaklos, and sticks. And glustera is a knob, and a maduva is a mortar, like we said before, a pestle and a mortar. So kulan kodim mataris kelim nishnu. That all of those mishnayos or brisos were taught before they had teirim. One of the last things we had said was that the history of mukta was such that when Nehemiah saw that Shabbos, the reverence of Shabbos had dwindled. Shabbos is being desecrated, so they made this concept of mukta, and then they generally rolled it back. Initially, it was a very strict decree, and then they rolled it back, and the Machlokes Abaye and Rav is in terms of how much they rolled it back. But either way, Rabbi Elazar said that these four items, the brises and the Tana and the Mishnayos, about these four items were taught before the Heter, meaning all these Mishnayos or brises are going to be unnecessarily machmir. What are those four cases? So the Gemara explains. Kanin, what about Kanin? Detzan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Lo sidra Kanin v'lonit tilasan doch as a Shabbos. Now, what is that talking about? So if you look in the Parshios by the Binyan of Mishkan, so the Shulchan was made out of a bunch of items. The way the Shulchan was arranged is basically you had 12 places for bread. For the lechem upon him, would be removed on Shabbos and replaced the following Shabbos, and the nace happened that they stayed fresh and the Kohanim would eat them. But they were placed on kanim, on poles, or rods, really, more accurately, and not shelves, not flat shelves. They were placed on rods so that they would be kept kind of like on, not totally on top of each other. So taking out the rods and putting them back is not Docha Shabbos. You can't do that on Shabbos. Basically, if you ever see the picture of the Shulchan, so you have two walls on either side, and you had, instead of shelves going across for the Lechem Aponim, you had rods that would basically, they were arranged to the point where the Lechem Aponim would fit in between them. But you couldn't put back the rod, meaning to stick the lechem aponim on, you had to remove the rods and then put them back. So the reassembling the shulchan was usher on Shabbos, even though lamaisa, it's not a klisha malachta l'isra necessarily. But the Chazal say this price says that it was in fact usher. Okay. So basically, that brisa was before that they allowed, before the heterim happened, that they reenacted that it was mutter to touch these things. Okay. Fine. Viter. Maklos, what about the sticks? What is a stick? It's not the Mishnah says. Maklos, dak, and chalak, and ayusham. There were thin sticks in the Beis HaMikdash. For what? For what purpose? So, manicho ksefo v'alketef chavero, you can put a stick on your shoulder, on your friend's shoulder, fatola u mafshe, and you can hang a korban on it and take off its skin. What's going on over there? So, we're talking about the korban Pesach. Now, basically, obviously when korbanos are brought, you have to remove the skin to get to the inner fats that need to go on the mizbeach. Right, there was a line, and in general, the Beis HaMikdash had enough room. They had these hooks and whatever that you could put the animal on, and basically the conveyor belt of korbanos usually on a random day wasn't so intense that they couldn't handle all of the korbanos that were being brought. On Erev Pesach, however, when everybody's got to get to the base of the Shechet Korban Pesach, so they didn't really have so much room. So they basically would take these sticks, put it on one guy's shoulder and on another guy's shoulder, and dangle the animal from there. And basically, every five daladamos, there was basically a place where the person would kind of cut open his own animal and take the skin off. Because you basically made a hafshata station right where you were standing. Rabbi Elazar says, though, I'm Rabbi Elazar, our boss, Sergei Chalios B'Shavis, if Erev Pesach, like this year, fell out on Shavis, so what do? Maniach yadol al kasef chavero v'yad chavero al kasefo. You make the same type of arrangement, but with your arms. Right? You put your hand on some guy's shoulder, and he puts his hand on yours, and you hang, you dangle the animal, I guess, between the two of you, and then v'tolu mafshi. Then that's how you get the skin off. Rabbi Elazar says that on Shabbos, it was also to do that, because even though the staffs were kushal machlal hater, they were not allowed to take them, so it must be that it was before the heter that you were allowed to use these items. Glustro, what's that? That's the case. That's a knob. So the time of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Kalim. Nagar. It is not a nagar. It's not a carpenter. So I guess it's a, I don't know, neger or someone, however you pronounce it. Sheish birosh of glustro. If you have a door bolt that has a knob at the end. So basically, I'm not sure exactly the construct, but basically, you were able to use it to mash garlic and other types of things. So, shomta min pesach ze v'tola b'chaveru b'shabbos. You can I skipped a little bit. Rabbi Yeshua says that you can kind of drag it away from one door and put it on another door. That's how they used to bolt and lock doors. They used to have some sort of hanging bolt. You could imagine, you know, if you have like a from the top, like I don't even know what it's called, but like a hanging door lock. So basically, according to Yeshua, you had to drag it and do some sort of shinui to move this item. So therefore, you see that it was technically usher to move. Rabbi Tarfon says, "Harei kol hakelim, it's like any kelim, but without the bechatzer, you can move it within a chatzer, no problem. Just like any spoon, knife, whatever, because you see that it was used for a mutter purpose. Madocha, a mortar, hada amran, and finally, that's what we mentioned. So all four of those cases were taught that they were extra machmir, and only after the heter." Right, the heterim, so where the halacha relaxed, then you were able to move those things normally. Amar Rabba said, "Mimai, how do you know that they were all before this heter of using the kalim? Dilma la'olam eim l'chalacha ataras kalim nishnu. Maybe it was after the heter, and why are they all aser for individual reasons? Kanim my taima. What about the rods in the shulchan? Mishum efushe, because we're concerned that the bread will get moldy." Meaning that's why we don't put them back. Meaning in general, why do you need the rods bechlal? Why can't you just stack one on top of the other? Because we're afraid that they're going to get moldy, they're going to get messed up. But b'hayporta lo miyafish. But in this time, right from Friday to Shabbos, when you change right Friday afternoon until Shabbos, when you change the lechem apanim, so that will it's not going to go bad. So therefore, there's no, you know, you didn't really need to put the rods back. Maklos, what about the sticks that they would hang these animals on after Rabbi Elazar, right? Since you don't need the sticks, really, you could just, like Rabbi Elazar says, use your arms and kind of get the skin off the animal that way, right? Lock your arms, as Rabbi Elazar suggested, so you don't really need the sticks. So Glustra, what about this knob? So Rabbi Yanai, the chatzar sheinu murevus askian, right? But it's also to move it because simply the chatzar has no eruv. And Rabbi Yeshua, Savatoch Pesach kelefnim dami, v'kamatatel. Sorry. So basically, just to preface, there's no chatzar there's no eruv in the chatzar, so you're not allowed to take anything from the house into the chatzar. But what about, again, something hanging on the door? Right, does the door count as inside or outside? So that's the machlokas over there. Rabbi Yeshua says that sabar tocha pezak lefnim dami, that if you have the doorway, so anything on the inside is going to be like it's inside. So therefore, when you take the knob and the door bolt out, that's right. Kamatata manami batim lechatzer. It's as if you're taking out from the house to the chatzer. But Rabbi Tarfon Sober talk about Pesach Kilechutz Tomei. But Rabbi Tarfon holds it's anybody who is taking something from inside the door, the doorway is like it's outside already. So therefore, when the chatzer comes out, so when you move the knob and the lock, so you're just moving it within the chatzer because it's already considered outside. And medocha, one of the mortar, so you could just say that that's Rabbi Nechemia. Again, Rabbi Nechemia said that even a klijim lach to the hetzer can only be used for its intended purpose. So you could say that really all of those cases were after the hetzer, but each one has an individual reason why they would be awesome. All right. New Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim nitlan tzorech v'shelo tzorech. You can take any kelim for purpose or not for purpose, for need or not for need. The Gemara is going to say, what does that mean? What's it referring to? It's very vague. Rabbi Nechemia Omer in nitlan tzorech. You can only take it tzorech. So the Gemara says right away, what are you talking about? Mai tzorech u'mai shelo tzorech. What does that mean? Omer Rabba, tzorech means davar shemalach to leheter tzorech gufo. Kli shemalach to leheter is allowed to be taken for its purpose. The shalol tzorech, what does that mean? Davar shemalach to leheter tzorech makomo. The davar kli shemalach to leheter can be moved for its place. If it's sitting on a chair that you need to sit on, you can move it. But the davar shemalach to leiser, if you have a kli shemalach to leiser, you can only use it for its own sake, meaning to, again, a hammer to smack open a nut, but for the place it's on, you're not allowed to move a hammer if it's sitting on a chair. That's according to Tanakama. So also Rabbi Nechemia, says, I feel Davish Melachta Leheter, even a Klisha Melachta Leheter, is the Tzorach Gufo in the Tzorach Mekomolo, is only mutter to be allowed to be used for its own sake to use the actual item itself. Rabbi said to him, no, the tzorach makomo shalom the tzorach karislay. You tell me that the tzorach makomo is not a tzorach. That's not a need. If you need to sit in the chair, that's not a necessary a need. You don't need that item. What are you talking about? Well, that seems to be a legitimate reason to move the kli. Elam Rabbi, Rabbi says, no. How do you define the tzorach? The tzorach means davar shemalach to leheter, a kli shemalach to leheter. Bein tzorach guf, bein tzorach makomo is allowed to be used, whether you need the item or you need its place where it's resting. Shalom letzorach, what does that mean? So that means afilu mecham alatzel. You're even allowed to move a kli shemalach to leheter in from the sun to make sure it doesn't get ruined. Davar shemalach to leiser, but a kli shemalach to leiser, shalom letzorach guf, letzorach makomo in, you're allowed to move it for its use and for the place that it's on, but ain't mecham alatzel lo. You're not allowed to move it in to save it from the sun. Rabbi Nechemia comes to say, no, I'm a little bit more machmir, and that if you look at the Shemalach to the Heter, the Tzorach Gufo, the Tzorach Makomo in, but Mecham Letzel, lo. You're allowed to use the item, but you're not allowed to bring it in to save it from getting damaged. Alright. Yosef, Rav Safar, Rav Acham, Rav Arhuna, Rav Huna, Bar Chanina, they're all sitting around. Yosef, the comrade, they were saying, the Rabba Aliba, the Rabbi Nechemia, according to Rabba's interpretation of Rabbi Nechemia, again, that a kli shemalach to leheter is allowed to be used letzorech gufo, but not letzorech mekomo. Hani ka'aros heichi mitaltalinan. How do you move bowls or plates after they're done, after a meal? How do you move them? Right, mistama. It can only be used for the purpose. Right, after the plate is done and used, right, you're moving it to the sink to get cleaned. That's not using moving it for its purpose. Or bring it to the table, to a meal, to sit and eat. Okay, fine. But clearing it should be usher. So Rav Safra said to them, "Midi a graf shorei." It's like a graf shorei. It's something that's disgusting. You're allowed again. That's the heter for you to take out a dirty diaper on Shabbos, right? Is that muksa? Technically, yes, but it's disgusting. And Chazal allowed you to move it, so it's the same thing. You have dirty dishes on the table. Wife doesn't like it, looks terrible, guests are coming over later, get it off the table, it's totally fine. Amalei by the rabba, so Rabbi said the rabba, Lamar alibi the Rabbi Nechemia. According to your understanding of Rabbi Nechemia, Hani karos heichim etatalina lo. Right, so they asked Rabbi himself this question. So Amalei said back to him, Rav Safra chavrin targumar. Rav Safra already explained, midi dehave a graf shel rei. It's just like a graf shel rei. Okay, there you go. Fascinating, fabulous. Esve by the Rova. Again, I mean, similar questions we had before. Medocha. One second, if you have a mortar in Yeshbashu Metaltalanosa, if it still has garlic on it, then you can move it. But if it doesn't, you can't move it. Right? So Rabbah would understand that, right, as saying that the case is you only need the makom, right? So therefore, the makom, if you need the tzarech makomos, then we said, according to Rabbah, that's not okay. You can't move it. That's how you have ein metaltel l'sav. But what's the case, according to Rabbah, where you're not allowed to move this mortar, even if it doesn't have garlic? Simply from the sun to the shade. Esave, another question, similar idea. Veshavin, Beishamin, Beishil, agree. Shame kitev alav basar sh'asul taltelo. If you already chop meat on this pestle, or with this pestle, you're not allowed to move it. So Rabbah can say the case is where you need the makomo. But what about Rava? So he would say, achanami b'chama latzel. That's also a case where you need to move it to save it from getting damaged. Ay, v'haditznan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, aim sochen esekder v'bekas? You're not allowed to set up or support a pot with a bikas. Bikas is a piece of wood. And the case is on Yom Tif. Right, Rashi says, talking about Yom Tif. V'chein bedelis, and so to a door. You're not allowed to support a door with a piece of wood. V'ha bikas to Yom Tif, darish m'lachta l'heterhu. Right, a piece of wood on Yom Tif is klish m'lachta l'heterhu. You're allowed to use it to burn a fire to cook food. That's ochol nefesh. Right, but Alma, apparently, what do you see? Darvish malach to leheter, that even a klisha malach to leheter, bein the tzarech uf, bein the tzarech makoma aser. You can't even move a klisha malach to leheter, whether you need it or you need its place. So that's against both of them. That's against everybody. So when it says, hasa my time, no. What's the reason over there? Why it'd be aser? Came in the Shabbos, darvish malach to leiser hu, gzeri yomtiv adu Shabbos. Fascinating. A piece of wood is a klisha malach to leiser on Shabbos, and klisha malach to leheter on Yom Tif. So since you might get confused, you might think that it's mutter to move it and use it and whatever on Shabbos, so we also answered it on Yom Tif. And if you'll tell me, Shabbos Gufa Tishtere, why don't we allow moving the wood on Shabbos, because you're allowed to use something that's Malachal Isser for its own sake, or for to use it, or for its place. That's only a Kli. But here, hacha the lestar klielav lo. Here, a piece of wood is not technically a kli. Yes, you're allowed to use it and burn it, but it's not really a kli. So therefore, that's only when we say kli shemalach that this is allowed to be moved. That's only if it's actually a kli. But if it's not, so then you're not allowed to move it. So Gemara says, umika zrinan. Do we really make zeres from yontif to Shabbos? Wait, but tanam learned in the Mishnah, mashilim peres derech haruka biyontif. You're allowed to take fruit that was on the roof to dry out. You're allowed to bring it through the moon roof, the sky, what do you call it? If you have like a hole in the roof to look through, I guess, to see the stars, usually you have that in a car. I don't know, people have that in houses. Okay, let's say they had it, back in the day. So you're allowed to bring in, not really the chimney's all dirty, but you're allowed to bring in fruit that was drying on the roof on Shabbos through a hole in the roof. That's on Yom Tov. Avalo b'Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. That's an issue of Tircha, if I'm not mistaken. Rashi says, yeah. And the case is, if you are drying out the fruit and you see that rain is coming, so you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and not on Shabbos. Right. It's not a tremendous amount of work. So they're not gozer on Yom Tov, but they were gozer on Shabbos. Because we're not supposed to do a lot of exertion on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, in the case over here, that's the Rashi. I mean, the second to last Rashi on the Yomud, third to last, but second to last line. If you look over here, Rashi says, Mashilin Shari Tircha B'Yontov Mishem Iser Mamo. On Yom Tov, Chazal allowed you to go through some sort of exertion, but in general, Tircha is a Nidra Rabbana, that you shouldn't really exert yourself so much. The Ramban has a famous comment in the Chumash that, without Hilchos Shabbos, if you just kept the third Ayin Malachos strictly, the letter of the law, theoretically, you could rearrange all the furniture in your house, back and forth and back and forth, schlepping, sweating, all over the place, and not be Mechal anything. But Chazal we instituted these takanos so that you could have a concept of Shabbos, that Shabbos should have a structure, a day of rest, etc., etc., to recognize, of course, Baruch Hu's prominence, etc., that Hashem created the world. And then we testify to that every 7 days. So if you're busy moving your house, moving furniture, rearranging your house, so that's not Shabbos. So basically, Chazal were gozer against excessive tircha, excessive work. On Yontif, they allowed you to move stuff if there's an issue of hefsid moment. You're going to lose the money. You're going to lose the fruit. You put them up there on the roof to dry, and it's about to rain, so you can bring it in. So on Yontif, yes. Shabbos, no. So if you're telling me that you make gzeros on Shabbos for Yontif, I'll do Shabbos. So what about this? Why don't you make gzeira here? Mishnah says that, well, on the other hand, we definitely do make these types of decrees of gzeiros. That's not what the Mishnah. But ain't being yontif the Shabbos or ochol nefesh b'lvad. The only difference between Shabbos and yontif is ochol nefesh. Apparently, that we see that if something is usher on Shabbos, it's going to be usher on yontif. Because anything the Rabbanan applies on Shabbos applies on yontif. So Rabbi Yosef, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Elazar, ha Rabbi Yoshua. It's actually a machlokes. Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua. The Tanya, like we learned there, Baisa. Osovias Benosha Lenaf Labor. We had this Gemara a little bit earlier. If you have, right, it's Osir to Shecht, a mother and her calf, on the same day. Now, let's say two of them, right, they were walking in the middle of the street, and both the cow and its offspring fell into a bor, a pit. So now that's a problem for a cow. Right, so Rabbi, right, what are you going to do? How do you get it out? So you can't shaft both of them, right? You may lose them because, you know, they may have fallen and broken something or whatever. They may get stuck in a pit. Unclear if you can keep it alive. We'll see in a second. So the question is, what do you do? You can't shaft both of them, but you're faced with a big hefset. So Rabbi Elazar says, Malas Arishon al Manasa Shachto v'Shachto. You can bring up the first one in with the purpose of shafting it, and then you shaft it. V'Asheni also leparnasu v'makom b'shvil shalo yamos. And the second one, whichever animal you decided not to eat, or shecht, so then you can, then you can just feed it until, obviously it's yontif, not Shabbos, you can't shecht anything on Shabbos, but just feed the animal that's in the pit. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ma'alas Arishon al-Manasa shechto ve'eno shechto. What do? You play a little bit of a game. You take out the first one on condition, right, with the intent to shecht it, and you don't shecht it, really change your mind, quote-unquote, Umarim, and you kind of scheme the system, Umal as a sheni, you bring up the second one in order to shecht it, and then Rotzezer Shochet, Rotzezer Shochet, and then you can decide afterwards. So Rabbi Yeshua is Mekil, again, in a case where you have Hefzid Mammon, you have a real loss of money, right? Rabbi Yeshua has this Kula, that you can kind of play this game, and take the cows out of the pit. Rabbi Elazar says you cannot, so that's the difference in the Mishnah, right? And whether the Mishnahs are contradictory in terms of whether you can put out a lot, exert a lot of effort on Yontif to save some money. So that's Rabbi Yeshua says that you can. Rabbi Elazar says that you can't. This guy says, "Mimai, maybe that's not the machlokas here at all." Dilmat Kavlof Kamar. Rabbi Elazar also, maybe Rabbi Elazar only says the sheet over there in terms of the pit, the Efshar Lefarnasim, because you're allowed to keep the animal alive until the end of Shabbos. But maybe here, by the fruits are definitely going to get ruined by the rain. Right, so you have a dry fruit business, and you're drying out your fruit, and now you're going to lose all your produce. So then maybe low, maybe he would agree that it's mutter. On the other hand, I kind of look at Rabbi Yeshua also. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua only allows you to take both animals out of the pit, the Efshar Baharamba, because you can play this game, and you can look at each individual case, right, as if it's its own kind of like action. Right, I took this cow up because I wanted to shecht it. Well, now I'm faced with a questionable cow to shecht. Well, one cow in the pit, one cow out of the pit. Well, I guess, you know what, I'll shecht the cow in the pit. So then you take the cow out. So you have a scheme you could play. But here, by the case of the fruit, what are you going to do? There's no game. You can't be like, oh, which fruit do I want? There's no harama you can pull. So maybe low. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua would not say that it's mutter. So that's not necessarily the machlokas, and that's not necessarily the way to understand those two contradictory mishnayos. It's a different machlokas. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah. This is also in Beitza. Beishamay Omrim. Ein motin hazakatan rezalulav as a sefer Torah l'shus harabim. You're not allowed to take out any of those three items to Rishus harabim on yontif. Rishus yontif, Rishus harabim, Beis Hillel, matirim. And that is basically a machlokas as to whether you can do hotzah that is not shayach to ochol nefesh. And obviously, to take out food, that's ochol nefesh, that's mutter. But what about hotzah that's not shayach to ochol nefesh? So Beis Shama says it's asur on yontif, and Beis Hillel says it's mutter. So that's the machlokas over here. So too, in terms of bringing the fruit in from the roof. But again, what's the point? You're moving food, but you're not moving food to eat it. So does that fall under the heter of ochel nefesh or not? Beis Shammai would say it's not. Beis Hillel would be like, no, it is certainly mutter to move the food down, because that falls under the rubric of ochel nefesh. If I'm not mistaken, that's the machlokes of mitoch. That there's a concept in Beitza of mitoch shehutra tzorech, hutra nami shalol tzorech. That because something is mutter for one reason, right, the tzorech ochel nefesh, it's also mutter for another totally unnecessary, irrelevant issue. Like the case of moving, right? Like since hotzah is mutter heter, since there's a heter of hotzah for food, there's also a heter of hotzah for, I don't know, like the case we have here, a katan lulav sefer Torah. So that's machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Kumar says, one second, Emar the Shmai's lulav Beis Shammai hotzah. What are you talking about? Hotzah is when Beis Shammai over there is talking about hotzah. Tiltal mishmai's lulav. How do you know that he holds the same thing by tiltal? So Kumar says, well, because tiltal gufei lav mishum hotzahi. And tiltal, the whole concept of moving something is because of hotzah. So therefore, it must be the same exact machlokes. And the Maisa, the whole concept is of tiltal is its basis is in hotzah. So yeah, so the Maisa, that's what's it called? So that's the machlokes, and therefore you can line up Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel like those two mishnayos in terms of moving the fruit from off your roof. All right. Fine. So now, okay, fine. Va'af Rav Savar Laha de Rava. Rav also holds like Rava. Again, Rava had said that moving an item that's Klishamachta, well, I guess both of them, Klishamachta Lahetra and Klishamachta Isser, the Tzarech Gufo, has the same halachic status as Tzarech Makomo, meaning it doesn't matter whether you need the kli for itself or for the place that it's sitting on, you're still allowed to move it. And Rav agrees with Rav's shita. The Amar Rav, Mar lo yiganef. Mar is not a master. Mar here is a digging utensil. I think it's a hoe. So shelo yiganef, you're to move a mar, to move a utensil that it shouldn't get stolen. Zeu tiltul shelo tzarech ve'asur. That is unnecessary and it is asur. Time shelo yiganef. Right. The reason is that it shall be stolen, meaning to save it from monetary damage. But apparently for any other reason, for its own sake, or for the sake of the place it's sitting, then it is mutter. So Rav apparently agrees with Rava that those two have the same halachic status. And is it really true? Rav Kana showed up at Rav's house, they've already said, Rav said, Aisu le shusa lakana liyesevale. Bring this trap, apparently a big trap, that they used to catch, I'm not sure what, but it was big enough to sit on, and they said, bring this trap for Rav Kahana to sit on. Right, so why did he need it? The question is, Lav Lameimer did not imply to say, Devashim Malachto L'Isser, L'Zerach Gufo, L'Zerach Makom Olo. Why? Meaning, didn't Rav mean to say that you can only use the trap if you're sitting on it, and not if you're just going to sit in the place where it was? Meaning, you can only bring the trap to sit on, not clear out the place where the trap is, so that Rav Kahana can sit on the floor. So Gemara says, no, actually, this is what Rav meant. Shkula shusa mekame gana. Take the trap away so that Rav Kahana could sit on the floor. So he does hold that a klisha lachta lisser can be moved with tzorech makoma. Or you could say, or you could just say, no, that they wanted to move the trap for the sake of saving it from the sun. But he had said that we want to use it as a seat because really they wanted to move it out of the sun, but if you say that he wants to sit on it, so then it's already the Tzorech Makombo or Tzorech Gufo, and then it's Mutter. All right, so Rav agrees with Rav Kahana. Rav Mari bar Rachel, Havalei Ahi Bei Sadviasa the Shimsha. Rav Mari bar Rachel had some pillows that were going to get messed up in the sun. So also the commander of Rava, he went to Rava and he said, Amalei Ma'u Tiltalinu, can I move them? So Amalei, Rava said to him, it's Mutter. Fascinating. Right. Again, Rava said, if you remember, Rava, the only kli that Rava said is usher to save from the sun is kli shemalachta le'isser. The kli shemalachta leheter, according to Rava, according to Tanakama, is mutter regardless. You can move it in the Marashach, even to save it from mandatory use. Right? It was only Abaye, or I guess Rabbah, who said that it was awesome. So Rav Mari said back to him, though, Isle Yachrini, I have other pillows, and I don't actually need to use these. So Chazul Orachim. So Rav said back to him, yeah, well, if you have guests coming, so you can use the pillows for that. So Isle Namil Orachim. So Rav Mari said back, I also have pillows for the guests. I mean, I don't need this thing at all. I'm really just trying to save it from the sun. So Rav said, apparently, Galisa Adaitech Kerab Israele. Apparently, you clearly hold like Rav. Right, so, because otherwise you wouldn't fight me on this. Right, so therefore the kuli amashari lidincha also. Right, it's important to follow your Rebbe, and therefore everybody, for everyone else, it's mutter to move. But for you, who hold like Rabba, and that's your shita, so then it's also. It's important to stick to your gun, to keep to your shitas. Right, do what your Rebbe says. That's what Rabba will say. Okay, so Amar Rebbe Abba, Amar Rebbe Chia, Amar Ashi, Amar Rav. Mechabdos shel melsa, and mechabed is to honor, obviously. But we have the phrase the mechabed the bayis is to sweep the house. So mechabdos are brooms. Shel milsa is she says begodim lechabed shulchan. Apparently tablecloths. So if you have brooms made of tablecloths, all right. Mutzer the tatal on the Shabbos. I will show tomorrow lo. But if the brooms are made of palm trees. Or palm, I guess, branches, then they cannot be moved. But I guess, right, because the tablecloths are kli shemalachto leheter, and the palm trees are, kli shemalachto leisra, I guess. Alright, I'm not sure exactly, but it must be kli shemalachto leisra. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Ashal Tamara, even these brooms with palm leaves are mutter to be moved. So, Gemara says, one second, but my askina, what's the case? If you need it for its own use, or the sake of it, for the use of its place, said Bahal Lema the Rav Shal Tamara Lo. Right? Would Rav say that palm trees, right? Palm tree brooms are not allowed to be moved? But Rav Karavas really, Rav holds a Grava. When you're allowed to move a klishim lachtul iser for the tzarich makom and tzarich lagufo, Ella mechama lotzel. Rather, that must be a case of moving it from the sun to the shade and saving it from monetary loss. The Gemara says, "Baba lema Rabbi Elazar afshal tomorrow." But would Rabbi Elazar say that you're allowed to move a broom made out of palm trees in that case? Like, no one says that it's mutter to use a klisha malachul iser to save it from the sun. So, laolam mechamal tzel. Really, it is a case of saving it from the sun. And ve'ema b'chein amar Rabbi Elazar, and say that Rabbi Elazar agreed with the previous shita and didn't actually change anything, that really the brooms of palm trees are not allowed to be moved. Okay, we're actually going to stop here. I know it's really early, but it's a little bit busy in the house. I don't have so much time. And Kufkov Hey and Kufkov Vav are actually pretty short, so we'll make up the time and we'll save it. Bring that tomorrow after the Tzom. I'll try and Hashem Baruch is also tomorrow night, so Mitzvah Hashem. So I'll try again to record as much as I can, but by the time, don't worry. By the time we finish the parak on Kuf Chavav, Amud Beis, we'll definitely catch up in the next couple of days. By Shabbos, we should be for sure right on track. Okay, Shkoyach Kodesh Rabosai. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.